Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
One of the bigger bummers was the fact that Noah Sewell went down. And he had to get carted off the field. It didn't look good. He got rolled up on by an offensive or defensive lineman. And really unfortunate scene because he had been a huge bright spot on a defense that hadn't played that well this year. He's only a true freshman. And he thought, well, it's not going to be good. He practiced today. Mario Cristobal said, quote, Noah looks good. He practiced today. He looks normal to me. Excuse me, what?
Well, we'll see.
Huh? Again, we don't know because nobody...
They don't allow any of that. They don't ever tell us that stuff.
But there have been multiple sources around the program say, yeah, he was a full participant in practice today, and it wasn't just Mario. It was other people reporting it. So I don't quite know how that's possible. If he one listener asked if he has a bionic leg, I'm not quite sure because it did not look good. And to turn around and practice 2 days later, I mean, I'm psyched if he gets to play this week, but didn't see that coming.
Well, I think when you look at the Ducks, I think the obvious thing is so far they've shown that they give up yards on the ground. And what's Oregon State want to do the most? They want to run Jamar Jefferson and company. And you're going to want Noah Sewell out there to try to clog some of those lanes in their front seven to slow the Beav running game down and make Tristan Jebbia beat you. Yeah. So this was, I think this is the best news you could have hoped for, because watching that game live, you see him going down. He's holding his helmet, like the reaction a guy gives when something catastrophic happens to the leg. Mm-hmm. He gets carted off and everybody runs over and pats him on the head and ends up maybe just being what? A bruised knee? Which I'm not questioning anything on the kid. I think maybe you're being a little overcautious during the game to not want him walk off the field, but that is not usually what you get in response to a carting off of the football field. So it's good news for them. You know, their performance against UCLA was kind of baffling because you saw a lot of negatives. You saw a lot of positives, I thought, on both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. Again, they continue to get gashed on the ground. Teams have shown that they can move the ball with their running game. But then also the secondary, while maybe not as strong as it could be with the guys who left or decided to opt out, they made some timely plays that basically won you that game. And offensively, I mean, the offensive line, I thought they were really impressive their first 2 weeks. A bit of a slow start, but still impressive. And then they took this huge step back, and they couldn't get a push. And UCLA was able to kind of figure out what their running dynamic was. And you hold the Ducks to sub 100 on the ground? Look, it might be as recent as 4 games ago, but I can't remember the last time the Ducks were held that far below 100 yards.
Oh, no, I can't either.
So it's a hell of a job by UCLA's defense. Tyler Shucked looked good, but I think the best news you could have got, and you set this up, we don't know how to evaluate COVID seasons. I really think that. You can be mad. You can be happy with what your team is or isn't, but this year's so damn weird. The best news you got was Noah Sewell looks like he's going to play in the rivalry game this weekend. So I'm at least looking forward to that because he's a fun kid to watch.
He is, man. He's been all over the field. And you could just look at the impact he had in that game for a defense that wasn't playing good. He forced the first turnover that led to Oregon's opening touchdown. He had a sack, couple tackles, tackle for loss. Like, he was all over the field, and then that injury happened. And defense already wasn't playing great, but you take him out of there in the middle, especially when they can't stop the run. Not good. You also add to that the fact that you lost Justin Flo, who was your other big recruit for the year. They had a great recruiting class last year, but Flo and Sewell were two guys that kind of headlined the class a little bit. And Flo, you said he played a few snaps in the opener against Stanford. They were going to bring him on a little slower. And then in week 2 of practice, MCL injury, he's out for the year. So you looked at the chance of maybe losing Flo and Sewell in their big first, you know, 5-star rookie seasons for the entire year. Would have been a pretty brutal blow. So the fact that he's back, we'll see if he ends up playing Friday. It looks like all signs are a go. It's a big news for Oregon. And it was.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.